Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris, your host. I invite fascinating humans from all walks of life to share their wisdom and unpack their mindsets and formulas for growth. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. Today, I'm digging through some of the archives to showcase some of the best advice that I've received on the subject of running a podcast, as I've been getting a lot of questions from you about how to start podcasts and like the lessons you learn and sort of the mindsets you might need to run one. So I've interviewed quite a few podcasters on the show and they've given some really good advice. So I've put three of them together on this episode just to give some top tips around how to start your podcast, the lessons that you learn and how to maybe commercialize and how to grow your audience. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the show today because I think it's really useful and I wish I'd known some of these things when I started out. And it's really nice for me to reflect on some of the advice that I've been given as well. So for my first guest on this summer episode, I'm having Debbie Arcangeles, who runs the Offbeat Life podcast, which is a really good podcast all around being a nomad entrepreneur and sort of having the digital lifestyle to go and do fun things around the globe and live off your sort of income whilst enjoying your life. And yeah, she's done a really good job of growing the podcast and she commercialized it quite early on, which she explains how she managed to do that. So yeah, she's really done a pro job. She's actually now written a book, which I would recommend. But anyway, let's listen to her advice first. Okay, and then you went into podcasting and things. So how did you turn that into something that makes money so quickly? I guess we can kind of just go through some of your general podcasting tips.
Yeah, absolutely. So I didn't even know that I could make money from podcasting until about 6 months after I started it. And then brands were coming to me because every time I thought about it, I knew I wanted to make money from it, but I thought it was going to be something in the future because every time I talked to other podcasters, I would go on like Facebook groups, people who were in it from like 5 years or more, 3 years or more, 2 years or more. They're like, you're not going to make money from this. So slow down. You need to have a ton of downloads. Like you need this, in order to even make that. So it felt really disheartening because I'm like, wow, so I don't even know how long this is going to take, but I know I really love this. And I was still at my day job at that time, so it wasn't really something that really concerned me, you know, because I didn't need to make money for my podcast. And then 6 months later, two brands actually simultaneously contacted me and was like, how much are you asking in order for us to get an ad space on your podcast? And I was like, what? I thought this would take like years. I don't even have a ton of downloads. I don't know what's happening. And I was just really lucky because at that time I was interviewing a ton of really great entrepreneurs on my podcast and I started talking to one of them and I was like, how do I do this? I have no freaking idea how to price myself. I don't know what to offer because everyone was telling me that this can't be done this early, especially when you don't have a lot of downloads yet. And then he goes to me and he said, well, don't listen to people that don't know how to make money. Like, that's why they're not making money. You need to listen to people who are actually creating income. So then he started sharing with me like how to price myself, how to negotiate all of those things. And within 8 months, I made my first five-figure month with my podcast. And the rest, as they say, is history. And a few months after that, because it was just consistent, I was like, okay, I could leave my job. Like I could actually do this. And now it's almost 2.5 years and I'm doing it full time. And that's pretty much how it all started. I didn't know it would happen that fast, but it did.
Sweet. To be getting to five figure months, did you then have to increase the downloads or were you still sort of not huge? I mean, how did you...
Yeah, honestly, I landed that five-figure deal with less than like 4,000 downloads a month. It wasn't a lot at all. Yeah. So another thing that was really crucial is I started getting featured in a lot of big publications like Forbes, Refinery29. So that made me, in their eyes, an authority in my niche. And I think I also got in at the right time. And I was getting featured in all of these different like travel podcasting, digital nomad podcasts, transitioning stuff like travel, all of those things. And they found me through there or somebody told them about my podcast. So it's just being found. So you really have to be out there and people have to know you in order for these brands to actually approach you. And also I did a lot of pitching and I was talking to a few people about this the other day. So it's been over 2 years and I probably have pitched to 5 to 6 600 brands, and 95% of those brands either said no, or I haven't heard from. But again, remember I told you about me, like, just being pitbull with interviews. That's the same way I go about pitching. I don't really care if anybody says no to me. It just means that I need to get better at pitching and negotiating and all of those things where I need to tweak my pricing, my offerings, my services. So it's always about making yourself better and how to do this well. Right? Because the more you practice, the more you're going to get better. So that's really how I approach things. And I think a lot of people, once they get a no, they think it's a no way, never. And I've had companies before that said no. And I was like, can I get back to you in a few months? And they were like, yes. And then I went back to them a few months later. And then we're working together. So don't take no for an answer. If you have to, who cares? Like, go to another brand and just keep making yourself better.
So that was Debbie Arcangeles, who runs the Offbeat Life podcast and also runs the How to Create a Podcast Accelerator, which you can join if you want some really hands-on help to grow your own podcasts. Got a lot of respect for the fact that she just decided that she was going to do this thing, got like 150 names, just like, okay, I'm just going to call everyone that I can and sort of see if she can like somehow commercialize it, which is great because of I have not done this at all. Yeah. Started accepting the odd advertiser that comes to me if they have something interesting to talk about. But otherwise, I really have not tried to actively find any advertisers because I've been a bit busy. So it's good that we're taking advice from other people and not me, because if I am clearly incapable of giving the best advice on starting a podcast. 2021 is looking up. If part of your strategy for your team is to add new members, then LinkedIn Jobs could be the right place for you to find someone quickly, and your first job post is free. LinkedIn's active community of professionals has more than 722 million members worldwide. Getting started is easier than ever, whereas saying the word started, quite challenging when you're me, apparently. But yes, you can get started on LinkedIn very quickly and just find people super fast with targeted job campaigns and screening questions. It just makes hiring a breeze, and you can do it all from your mobile device. And I'd really recommend it for like managing your job posts and candidates and stuff. It's a very simple place, all done at linkedin.com. So if your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit linkedin.com/growth. Again, that is linkedin.com/growth to post a job for free. Terms and conditions apply. The next guest is Dan Murray Serta. He runs the Brain Care podcast, which is all about health and wellness and just brilliant tips for how to look after your brain and general body and mind. And then Secret Leaders, which is often number one business podcast in the UK and doing really, really well across the world. And that's a huge podcast. And yeah, he's got a lot of lessons from running that for a few years and having some insane guests and really learning how to be a good interviewer. And certainly lots to learn from Dan. I always look out to what he has to say. Like, what would you say has been your top lesson from starting the podcast?
I think the most interesting self-reflection lesson has definitely been to shut up and listen. And that's actually really important. And I've learned to do that more in my life because of listening to myself back in podcasts. I probably, like you and like anyone, I don't like the sound of my own voice when I listen to it back. It's shit, but I just have to get over it. But the value I get is understanding my imperfections as opposed to insecurities. And I don't have any kind of insecurity whatsoever over whether I'm talking too much or too little. I'm quite comfortable in my own skin like that. But when I hear myself back, it doesn't matter how I perceive myself. I can clearly hear I'm not doing this well. And that's a very different thing. So I think that's been really helpful on a personal level. Like, on a different level, one of the most useful things has actually just been the skill of interviewing. So doing the research on someone, learning a little bit about them, and then finding out how to make different guests give you the answer that you're basically searching for. I just do a bit more probing. Or I hear someone say something broadly, and I'm like, can we talk more about that? And they're like, you know, I don't really want to. I did it last night, you know, like particularly picked up on a point, like, can you please talk about that exact moment? And you can tell they didn't want to. But like, once you've directly asked it, it's very difficult not to.
Yeah. And like, once they get into the story, it's suddenly, it's exactly. Not half as difficult. It's like, you exactly. Go, oh, it's too long a story. It's going to be like 10 minutes. And then sort of after 2 minutes, you're like, oh, you just told this amazing story. Good. Yeah, that's quite funny. So as Dan says, it's a very hard thing to get out of your own way, but hugely valuable when you do and you start opening up the floor for the guests to really shine and say the things that they have within them when you really listen properly. So great tips on being a good interviewer. Today's advertiser is asking you to think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there and things that are just old-fashioned advice that isn't helpful anymore. And that's where Noom comes in. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. It works on psychology and mindsets, hence why I'm a fan. I've tried it out and I loved my improved eating and better control of my cravings. I have more energy for my running, which makes me more motivated, and I feel comfortable with what I eat in front of others without being a complete pain asking for things that are really weird, which was a problem. The program was great, and it's only 10 minutes a day. They're really empathetic and supportive, and it fits into your lifestyle without being too crazy rigorous or anything. And it's based in psychology. Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you the tools to replace your habits with healthier ones. So yeah, there's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, that's Noom.com/growth mindset. So if you're ready to learn how to live healthier, sign up for a trial with Noom today at Noom.com/growth mindset. And one more time, because I have to say it, Noom.com/growth mindset. Enjoy. This final guest is Christina Nicholson, who is an expert in PR and has been doing this for years before podcasting even existed. And now she runs her own podcast. And this is her advice on how to get onto podcasts. Because when you run a podcast, a great way to grow it is to appear on other people's podcasts and ideally give a great, fantastic interview where you're hilarious and give lots of insights. And then the people that listen will want to go and listen to your own podcast and they'll be like, oh, okay, this person delivers value. They'll get to know your voice. And so that's how you can get some more listeners and promote yourself. And if you're running a podcast, that's might be the point. So this is a really good episode for getting exposure for your podcast, but also just great advice for business and general media if you are just trying to promote yourself, because podcasts are a great way of doing that. You have like a lot of experience in this whole sort of PR and podcasting. What would you say are your three biggest tips for someone trying to get exposure?
I think if you're pitching, and this can go for anything, if you're pitching TV, newspaper, magazine, but I'll talk specifically about podcasts, but again, it's pretty relative to all of the media outlets. Three tips. I would say the first one is to be newsworthy, because the biggest mistake people make is they just want to promote themselves. So when they send an email, they're saying, this is my business. This is my product. This is my service. This is why I'm amazing. This is why you should have me on your show. And it's not the media's job to give you a free commercial. It's not your job to have me on your podcast to give me a free commercial. Now, podcasts are a little different than the other media outlets, because in podcasts, you're bringing somebody on 9 times out of 10 to share their expertise. So a podcast pitch is going to be a little bit more about you and your expertise, but I'm sharing my expertise not to benefit myself, but to help your listeners. As a side effect, yes, it benefits me. As a side effect with any media that you earn, yes, it's going to benefit you. But when you make your first pitch like, look at me, benefit me, I'm looking for a benefit, it's a turnoff to everybody. And it's very obvious. And yeah. I've had people pitch me and they'll say, I have a book coming out. I want to come on your podcast and promote my book. And I want this podcast to be released on this day to coincide with my book release. And it's like, do I even know you? Why is it my job to promote your book? Instead, tell me the information inside your book. You wrote a book about how to sleep better and you're a sleep expert. And these are the three tips that you could offer. I would have you on my podcast to talk about that. And then as a side effect, people would get to know, like, and trust you and then go buy your book. But when you pitch me all about your book and your book launch and the dates and the times, like, it's a turnoff. So the first tip is to be newsworthy, and that means not being promotional. Those kind of go hand in hand. The second tip is to keep it short and sweet. Like, the last thing any of us need is another email in our inbox. So if I'm going to open up an email from you, I don't want it to be longer than 3 paragraphs. Like, get to the point, make it easy to read. Give me bullet points. Like, if you're pitching a podcast, you should pitch talking points. If you're pitching morning TV, you should pitch talking points. Make it easy to read with spaces in between sentences, with bullet points. Don't give me a whole bunch of text to read, because I don't have time for that. And then my third tip, and this is a tip for after you earn the media exposure, and I'm sharing this one because it leads to more media exposure and it leads to you doing more business. And that is sharing the media you earn on your social media, with your email list, on your website. The biggest mistake people make after they earn media exposure is they do nothing and they don't tell anybody about it. They think, oh great, I was on TV, everybody saw it, I'm done. Or, oh great, I was on Sam's podcast, all of his listeners saw it, and I'm done. That's actually not how it works. Where you're going to see the profit from the publicity is you sharing it on your platforms. I wrote for Inc. magazine for 2 years. I got clients from writing for Inc. magazine, but I did not get clients from people reading the articles on Inc. magazine. I got the clients from people who followed me on LinkedIn. They saw me share the articles on my LinkedIn and they would send me a message and they say, hey, I see you write for Inc. magazine. How can I do that? How can I get an Inc. magazine? The profit from the publicity comes from you sharing it. I call it doing PR on your PR. And the media outlet appreciates this. Like, if I'm going to be a guest on your podcast, if you're going to take the time to invite me on to have a 30-minute conversation and introduce me to your listeners, then I'm going to take the time to share that episode with my audience. I'm going to share it on my website and with my social media, and I'm going to tag you while I'm doing it so you see that I'm grateful for the media opportunity. And this is something that 9 out of 10 times people don't do, and it really hurts them in the future and they don't even realize it.
So thanks a lot to Christina for all her really, really good advice on how to actually do a good job of getting media and PR, because as we mentioned, I get so many people asking to be on my podcast, and it's just sounds so generic, and they clearly haven't listened or really care about who I am. They're just trying to get like free exposure, and it's just like, well, why am I going to go through all the effort of like talking to you and like editing your episode if you're not even going to remember who I am and I'm just like another person? And yeah, every podcaster is a person, so you want to treat them like that and really respect them and help them in every way you can and do what you can to promote their podcast as well as yourself on the show. So some great tips from her to do that in like a sensible, mindful way rather than just like a spammy way. Thank you, Christina, legend. And that's all of the wisdom that we have for today. I could go on for hours, I think, with different lessons I've learned and other things from the guests on podcastings. We've had a lot of that on the show. If you want to hear, I did an episode on how to get better at interviewing people. That was a good 50 or so episodes ago. If you want to scroll down a bit, that was worth listening to if this is the kind of content you like. And if you do like this, then let me know and I'll maybe do some more. But I wanted to keep this episode short and sharp and useful rather than it dragging on. So that's enough for today, all folks. I hope any of you wanting to start a podcast found this useful and have some tips to take on board. And as they say, basically, if you want to start a podcast, just do it. Try and interview 3 or 4 people or record your own things. I would recommend perhaps actually doing something shorter where you do more of your own content these days because it's a bit more unique, actually. But I'm about to go into the whole territory of me giving lots more advice on podcasting, and then the episode will be 3 hours long. And this is meant to be like a 20-minute, maybe 15-minute episode. So I will stop and let you all get on with your days and maybe your podcasting if that's what you're going to be doing. Good luck. And get in touch if you ever want any advice. Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learnt by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is @growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me @samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.